You're listening to the Tip-In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.
Bonjour, and welcome to the Tip-In Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 239. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
Coming up on this one, we're going to look back at a weekend where the Leafs beat the Wings and the Leafs beat the Habs. And there ain't nothing better than a Saturday night beating of the Montreal Canadiens.
No, there's not.
Nothing better, baby.
No. A lot of stuff coming up on this episode, guys. We're going to talk about, like Chad just said, two big wins on the weekend. We're going to talk about special teams. We're going to talk about Matthews being out, Matthews coming back, what they're going to do. We're going to fire up a little Seggy tonight. Hot in the slot or hit the showers. We haven't pulled that one out in quite some time. Going to talk about the goaltending and a little bit about Pacioretty as well. This guy can't get a break, but we'll get to that later. Off the top, Chad, no Matthews.
No problem.
Well, they always do this, okay?
I know.
Like, what we did call this, the like right when he got injured, we're like, they're going to go on a run here, 100%.
Yep. That's what the Leafs do. Every time you think that this is it, like, okay, Matthews is out. What are they going to do? No, they win. They go ahead and win. Not only did they win, they're like outscoring everybody like crazy.
Haven't looked better. Played their best hockey all season this past week without the captain in the lineup. How does this happen?
I don't know. Everything's like, clicking. Defense is clicking. Scoring goals. PP is on fire.
Like, help me make sense of this. How does this, your best player goes out and then all of a sudden they look like, okay, no problem. We're just going to dominate fucking everybody. Like, how does this happen? How is this?
I don't know. It's, and every time someone goes out like this, like when Morgan Riley goes down, they seem to win. Every player looks better.
I don't think they've lost a game with Morgan Riley out of the lineup. I don't think they've lost a game without him out of the lineup.
I know, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
But Chad, the stats are similar without 34. It's crazy. It's wild stuff, man.
But they don't look like the same team when Matthews goes out. Everybody plays different. Everybody's playing better. I don't get it. I don't get it. Mitch Marner looks fucking unreal. Like,
why does it take for this to for something like this to happen for guys like Mitch, but he's not the only one. JT, Willie, like Riley. So like, why does it take for this for them to be like, okay, now we better put the fucking pedal to the metal? Like, what? Like, it just doesn't make fucking sense, man. It just doesn't make any sense.
I know. I have no idea. But you know what? I'll take it.
I'll take it. You know what else I'll take right off the top here? You got anything off the top? Because I'm going in with a heater out of the gates.
No, let's bring the heat. Bring the heat, man. What do you got?
Hall of Fame weekend, brother, in Toronto. There's nothing better. The best weekend of the season by far. My favorite weekend of the season. Hall of Fame weekend. And I saw something I did not expect to see. I'm not sure if you saw what I saw. I'm talking about Eddie the Eagle Belfour. Full suit and tie on Friday night. No leather jacket to be found. I could not believe my eyes, folks. Chad, did you see what I saw? Did you see it the same way? Did you have to do a double take? Could you believe what you were seeing?
I thought I dreamt it. I saw it and I was like, I'm dreaming. This isn't happening right now. My only theory was that he got out of the shower and couldn't find his leather jacket. Had to put a suit on.
Did you know that he was on like the full committee? Because I did not. That must be a recent development because I did not know that he was like full Hockey Hall of Fame committee, man.
Well, I think he just runs the party side of it. He's like the party committee.
You know, before they went out on the ice, red carpet style here before that game on Saturday or on Friday, you know, he had a fucking pair of jeans and a leather jacket on, and Lanny McDonald or somebody probably said to him, okay, Ed, you might want to pop on a jacket and a tie here, like a suit jacket and a tie. Cause that's just not his style, man. He was, he, puck drop at 7 o'clock on Friday. He was, what time do you think he started drinking Belfort spirits?
Thursday at 3.
So a full 24-hour bender.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he says right in the commercial, buy one. No, what is it? Buy two and I'll help you drink the second one.
Yeah. Buy one, I'll sign it for you. Buy two,
I'll help you drink the second one.
You got it. But what
used to be an old sponsor on this show, but we had a little falling out and it just.
Oh, I wouldn't call it that. I wish we could still do that. I wish we could still do that. But unfortunately, we can't. But our guy, Eddie Belfour, great to see him there on Friday night. Absolutely loved it. And another old familiar, well, a bunch of old familiar faces, Lenny McDonald. Yeah. He's the whole head of the thing now. But Larry Murphy as well. How long's he been on the committee for? Bunch of former Leafs. It's like all former Leafs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's been on the committee a while, I think.
Murphy, has he?
I think for a few years.
Should he be allowed to be on the committee?
Outside of Toronto, the guy had a phenomenal career.
Okay. Pittsburgh, Detroit. Like, he did win some cups. In Toronto, they couldn't get him out of here fast enough. But yeah, Murph Dog.
Yeah, good, water under the bridge, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Fair. And Lanny McDonald, he's running the whole Hall of Fame.
Still has the mustache to this day, eh, Lanny McDonald? Like,
why would you get rid of it?
Yeah, why would you? Great.
Imagine
stuff,
he shaved it. That'd be terrible.
I couldn't even imagine what he would. No, that would be terrible. He's like we're talking about like before we were alive, I think. that's a long time to be rocking a stash without even like thinking about shaving it off your face. I think he's been doing it for like longer than we've been alive. He's had that slash goal.
Maybe he's thought about it.
I don't think
he's just for 40 whatever years, 50 40. Years this guy's been walking around being like, this is staying on my face until the end of time.
Oh, I don't even think it's a thought in his head.
Yeah, true. Well, if I had a stash like that, I probably would never even contemplate shaving it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would tickle a lot of vaginas, too.
Oh, and he has. Rumors have it. Sources said.
Your sources have told you this?
Yeah, that mustache has tickled a lot of vaginas in the day, for sure. 100%. You said it first.
I'm just saying, I didn't say him. I said if it was on my face.
Oh.
That's okay. What I would do.
Okay, well, my...
You're the one who's saying sources say he has.
Yes, I can confirm that. Okay. Without a doubt. Okay, so here we go. Leafs hockey over the weekend and just all week long. Big week. Three big wins. Let's just start here. Why the recent amount of success here? Is it that the Bruins aren't that good of a team? Is it Detroit's not that good of a team? We know the Habs aren't that good of a team. Keeping it simple, making it look easy all of a sudden, playing a much smarter game, best week of the season by a mile for the Maple Leafs. What's the finger on the pulse here? What's the recipe? Some of the things I just said, all the things I just said, what do you think?
Just overall in general?
Yeah, overall. Like, weaker opponents is helping, or are the Leafs elevating and that's what's going on?
It's the special teams.
Yeah.
Like, you're killing penalties and you're scoring power play goals. Like, I don't think they scored, like, they're not really scoring 5-on-5 now. All of a sudden, all their goals are coming on the power play.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference. Like the first game of the season against Montreal, I forget how many power plays they had, but if you convert on a couple of those, you get that win. And that's what happened last night. Like, big fucking difference when you could score some PP goals.
Dude,
if you get that PP growing, can't stop it.
Dude, this 1 week alone took them out of the basement to like now they're middle now because they were so bad, they were right in the tank, but now they're like middle of the pack. So I'll take that. It's a good start.
Yeah,
still early November, whatever, but holy fuck, do you want to lead the way? Okay, before we get to special teams, obviously a lot of talk about that, but I'll just go over the week quickly.
Yep.
4-0 win over the Boston Bruins at home. 3-1 win over the Detroit Red Wings at home. 4-1 win over the Montreal Canadiens at home. 6 points on the line. Leafs get all six. Outscored their opponents 11-2. Huge wins, huge points against all teams in your divisions. These were all 4-point games, brother. And they just cleaned fucking house with all three of these fucking teams. Impressive. Very impressive.
And like we said off the top, You did it without 34.
Which makes it even more impressive, I think. Like, it's crazy. But how good a week, like, is this as good? Like, I mean, I think I said, like, the best week of the season by a mile.
Yeah.
You finally beat the Bruins, like, and you pump them. And, like, the Bruins look like they're in trouble. I think the Bruins look like they're in trouble. Not going to lie. The Habs are what they are. Detroit is, like, I don't think Detroit's that good of a team either. So how much of this is, like, the Leafs are, like, I think I mentioned this, like, how much of this is the Leafs elevating their level of play, or how much of this is just like they're beating teams that aren't as good as them? And what are your thoughts on that?
I don't think it's that they're beating teams that aren't as good as them, because I think in the past what we've seen from the Toronto Maple Leafs is that when they do play teams that aren't as good as them, they don't follow through. I think this is just a case where they came to play against the Bruins. They finally got that monkey off their back. They beat them. They kind of got revenge for last season. First time they beat them in 2 years in the regular season. They kept the momentum going into Detroit. And then again on last night against the Montreal Canadiens, I felt like they had a bit of a chip on their shoulder from fucking the flack they took over game one. Yep. And they just fucking took it to the Habs last night.
Oh yeah, big time. Big time.
So I don't think, not even close. I think Montreal, Detroit, or Boston, all of them could have beat Toronto this week, and the Leafs just took care of business.
Yeah.
So it's not that the opponent was weak. I think the Leafs just fucking, it wasn't even that they elevated their play. They just took care of fucking business, man.
Okay.
They played to the system. They got the power play going. They got the penalty kill going. That's what they did. They just fucking took care of business.
Yeah.
Just like Eddie Belfour in a suit on a Friday night, taking care of business.
I can't imagine what kind of business he took care of after that game, but more on that later. But like, just wait, we're getting there. But like, again, like I said at the top, like, keeping it simple, making it look easy.
That's what I'm saying.
Playing a much smarter game. Like, it's just like, simplify it. You don't have to make it like perimeter fucking crazy shit. Go to the net, get some fucking, like, they're driving the net. There's so many positives all of a sudden now that I'm like, they're pulling me back in. They're pulling me back in. Like, okay, hang on. Wait a second. Like, can these guys like get this figured out under Berube? Remains to be seen, but I'm liking what I'm seeing now a hell of a lot more than, like, you know, we're not going to go back to Columbus and like this kind of shit, St. Louis and whatever, but my goodness, right?
Well, like, even just this season, like, we were talking about it. They're just taking care of business, like I said. And also, you're getting solid goaltending. There's no soft goals going in. Wall was good. Stolarz has been unreal.
Yep.
Solid goaltending, solid defense, smart play up front. It's not fucking rocket science.
It's really not.
It's just, you said it, man. Simple play, but effective. Getting it done.
Especially under a coach like Berube. This is it. Like, it's a simple recipe for success. It's not like you, it's not rocket science here. It's not, guys. Like, just play hard, play the right way. Don't be looking for a perimeter too cute, as Berube has previously called it, too cute. Go to the net, drive the net, and look at the results. Like, if I'm Berube, I'm like, look at the results when you play like this compared to, you know, you pull up the tape from early in the season against Columbus or St. Louis and, like, look at the results when you play like this. It's fucking like, these guys should be able to be like, by now, they should be able to be like, okay, like, this is what you have to do to fucking win in this league on a consistent basis. We're not going to go to the playoffs here yet. It's only early November, so we got a long ways to go. But the red hot power play, Chad, special teams this week alone, just, I'm blown away by it because of how they started. And without Austin Matthews, the best player on the team, 3-for-7 versus Boston, 2-for-2 versus Detroit on the power play, 2-for-4 versus Montreal on the power play, 7-for-13 on the week for the power play.
And look at the way the power play is scoring now. Look at how many of these power play goals are just like right in front of the net, punching it in.
How does the best player go out of the lineup and then all of a sudden they're going streaking on the power play?
Well, I said it last podcast. To me, it looked like they were just free. They weren't looking for 34. They're just following whatever the game plan is for the power play, getting it to the net, trying to shovel it in. And that was basically it. When Matthews is out there, it kind of feels like like when Marner's quarterbacking the power play, he's looking for 34. And anybody around the perimeter is kind of looking for Matthews and where he is to take the shot. And then hopefully
too cute.
Not even too cute. Just thinking too much. Who cares who scores?
Thinking too much.
Just get it on the net and get it in. And that's what it's kind of looked like. And JT has come back to life in front of the net. He's not shoveling it into the goalie as much, which is nice. Nyes looks fucking awesome in front of the net. This guy's a fucking tank. He's a beast, loving it. And then, yeah, Marner and Nylander, since Matthews has gone out, have elevated their games, especially Marner. Like, it's incredible how good Mitch Marner has looked this past week.
It really is.
Why can't he just play like this all the time? Like, you call Matthews the best player on the team?
He is.
But while he's out, Mitch Marner's the best player on this team when Matthews goes out. And look at what he's doing. He's killing penalties. He's quarterbacking your power play.
I know.
He's pretty much the anchor on the first line.
They're getting the bag of cash ready to go right now. For the extension. We're not going to talk contracts here, but
I don't get it. And then 34 comes back and it's like Mitch takes a back seat and he's always looking for Matthews.
Yeah, Mitch needs to not take a back seat anymore. Like, just be the guy. Be like, remember Taves and Kane in Chicago? They equally were like, no, I'm better than you. I'm like, they had a heated internal competition. They were
teammates.
Yes, of course. Yeah. But it wasn't just like, I'm going to get you your cookies no matter what. No, they were both like, they both internally thought, I'm better than you. Watch. And that's why they fucking won, because they both played with heart and they both were just fucking killers out there. Can we see this out of these two guys, Austin and fucking Mitch, where they're just like,
you can when one is out of the lineup.
You can, well, fuck, when the, okay, no, when they're both in the lineup, like, yes, we're best friends. We're both the best players on the team. But guess what? I think I'm better than you. And the other one says, no, I think I'm better than you. And just like, that does internal competition of like, Mitch, I'd love to see more of like, when Austin comes back, Mitch just be like, no, like, I'm the guy. I don't need to get you your fucking cookies. I'm going to get my own fucking cookies. Like,
and do they have to play together?
No.
When they come back, do they have to play together? Because could you not? It looks to me like Mitch can carry his own line.
Oh, without a doubt.
And at the money he's making, he should be able to carry his own line.
Fuck, the money he's about to be making anyway.
Because you said it. But you said it at the beginning of the year when things weren't going good and they couldn't score and they weren't scoring on the power play. You're like, oh, well, he won't touch 34 and 16. He won't touch Marner and Matthews. They're going to be together no matter what. Well, why not now? You've seen what it's like with Mitch on his own.
I think Brewer Ray's got to be rethinking it at this point. He has to. Anyway, spread it out, baby. Spread it out, just like Eddie Belfour would. I want to quickly give some shout out to the penalty kill. The Bruins went 0 for 6 this week against the Leafs. Detroit 1 for 3. Montreal 1 for 2. The Leafs allowed 2 goals on the power play in 11 attempts. So that's very impressive as well. Like, so not only did they get their own power play cooking, but their penalty kill was fucking humming too. They only allowed 2 goals on 11 fucking chances. They only allowed 2 goals all week. So, you know, some love, some shout out and some love to some flowers to the penalty kill as well. But when Matthews comes back, how do they continue to stay this hot? Let me throw that one at you. Quick one. When Matthews comes back, how do they continue to stay this hot on the PP? What do they do? Is it just right back to the same old?
No, they keep doing what they're doing, man.
Well, which is, you got to insert 34 somewhere.
Yeah, of course. You have another guy who's one of the best goal scorers on the planet.
What are you saying? Is he on the second unit when he comes back?
Someone comes off.
Who?
I'm sure Austin Matthews could do it. I don't know.
Nice. We don't like that. We don't like that
because Nyes looks good in front of the net. You could do something. 34 will be back on the power play, but don't change anything. Like, don't go back to slowing it down and looking for the one-timer and the cute, as you call it, the cute play.
Well, too cute. Berube says that all the time. Or he was saying it early anyway, but.
But anyway, I'm just saying, keep it the same, and then you have another lethal weapon near the net. Punch it in.
Okay.
You can't take the fucking best goal scorer in the world and not play him when he's
home. Of course not. Of course not.
It's because you won a few games without him.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Okay.
Who ready else for the two on their penalty kill Also got a shorty last night. Cam from Marner.
Mitch Marner. More on that here in a second. Ready for the seggy? Ready for the seggy? Hot in the slaughter. Hit the showers.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time this season, it's time for hot in the slot or hit the showers.
He's so hot right now.
All right, goddammit, let's hit the showers, goddammit.
So if you're new to this podcast, which maybe some of you are, hot in the slot and hit the showers, me and Dale pick a couple players. One who's hot in the slot, can't be beat, on fire. And then someone who has to hit the showers. Now, we're not saying take a lap. We're just saying get in there. You need to rethink some things. Someone might be in the shower. Someone might not be in the shower. We don't know.
Yeah, we talked about him right off the top. He's in there.
Is he still there?
Oh, he's there.
This season?
He might be there right now as we're recording this, working it out. So we'll see here.
But just cool down a little bit.
I'll let you take the honors. We might have the same guy. Before you say, Chad, let me just go through. I think it's going to be one of these four guys for both of us. I'll just go through it quickly, and then you go ahead. Marner, 2 goals, 4 assists this week, 6 points. Tavares, 3 goals, no assists, 3 points, but he played very strong and looked really good. Nylander, 2 goals, 3 assists, 5 points. Riley, 1 goal, 5 assists, 6 points this week. It's got to be one of those four. I think we're probably leaning in the same direction. You go ahead, brother.
Can we pick all of them?
If you want to, we've never done that before. But just because they finally got the...
When you read the stats, that's pretty hot for all of them.
Just because they finally got the power play cooking. If you want to do that, yeah, I'm on board with that for sure, man. We've never done that before.
All right, I'm gonna throw them all in there then. Hot in the slot for all of them. Incredible week. Everybody's kicking it. Everybody's following the game plan, playing along. Love it. Big boner right now.
Owner.
Hey, hey. Mr. Steva.
Steva.
Owner. Mike.
Growing pains.
I was gonna go with Marner, but I'm cool with like all four of those guys because like they.
Well, when you read out the stats, it's like holy shit! That's a great week for everybody.
It really is. The shorthanded goal was awesome. Like I thought Mitch was gonna shoot, but he passed it over to Camp, and then he ended up getting. He like went back to the front of the net and popped it in. Awesome.
I think he looked over and he saw Camp, and he hesitated for a sec, like, "Oh shit, should I shoot or pass?"
Yeah, he should have shot. It's David Camp. Shoot.
But he's Mitch Marner, so he threw the pass. But a great pass by Camp. Marner buries it. Great shorty, penalty kill, everything. Throw them all in there hot. But who needs to hit the showers? When you're having such an incredible week, how can you be the guy
that has to
get in there with nothing but a coat on and have a shower?
There's one guy for me with a bit of an asterisk beside it. Just a little bit. But there's one guy for me. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
No, you go ahead. We might have the same guy.
For me, hitting the showers this week, it's Max Domi. Sorry, little Max. It's Max Domi. Bringing nothing all week long. I don't know what this guy is doing. $4 million, Max Domi. What are you doing, brother? Like, I will say this. No, you go ahead. I have one more thing on Max, but...
I had Max Domi.
Okay.
So I actually picked Max Domi because I thought you were going to pick Holmberg.
No.
Because you've been on Holmberg all season.
Yeah, but Holmberg...
I'm really glad you picked Max Domi. No. Not because hit the showers is exactly what Max Domi needs right now. We're not saying you're the fucking worst player on the team. We're just like...
$4 million. He's got goose eggs across the fucking board, brother. Goose eggs, nothing. And I know he contributes another. Okay, here's what I'll say.
He stands up for his teammates. Okay. He's hard on the puck. But, like, how many times this season has he had a chance to shoot and he fucking throws a pass to nobody?
I'm sorry.
If I have goose eggs across the board, I'm taking a few shots.
He has no fucking goals. If we're 16 games in, he's got no fucking goals. He doesn't even want to shoot the puck. You're making $4 million. I will say that, like, it's hit the showers for Domi, no doubt in my mind. But I will say this. In that Habs game on Saturday night, the Habs defenseman, Savard, was all over Domi all night long, giving him, like, stiff cross checks all over the guy. And the size difference is significant. Domi is a small little dude, but he plays a lot bigger than his size. Savard is a fucking monster and a veteran, whatever. They're both veterans. Domi decides he's had enough.
He's like, okay, big boy, let's fucking go. And he drops his fucking gloves. And what does Savard do? What? Savard was giving it to him all fucking night long. And what does Savard do? He fucking pussies out in a fight against Max Domi. He probably outweighs him by 100 fucking pounds. I don't know. Like, do you not think that is such a bad look for fucking Savard, for the Habs defenseman, when Domi's like willing to take on a much bigger guy because he's just sick of fucking taking his bullshit all day long? And Domi's like, let's fucking go. He dropped his gloves.
He waited for Savard to drop his gloves before he threw a punch.
He didn't throw a punch because Savard pussied the fuck out.
He didn't drop his gloves. I thought that was like actually classy by Domi.
Very classy. Like,
I'm going to wait for you. We're going to do this man to man, fist to fist.
Well, how many guys would have just started throwing?
Exactly. He sat there and waited, and Savard just waited for the ref to come in and break it up. I did love it. But that's what I love about Max Domi. Like, he may not.
Savard, the biggest pussy in the fucking league. You can dish it out, bud, but you can't take it. You don't want to fight Domi? What do you like?
And also, like, your team's getting
your ass kicked.
You're getting your ass kicked. You should fight Domi. You should bring a little life or leave a message to the Toronto Maple Leafs. But instead, and you're right, you're going to fucking do that all night and then not back it up. It was terrible. But that's what, getting back to Domi, that's what I love about Domi. That's what I absolutely love. Even though he doesn't shoot when I want him to shoot, he doesn't put up the points that I want him to put up, I do love that he does that.
He does have
because
heart.
That is something that this team has lacked for years.
Of course.
And I love having it there.
He does have heart. It's undeniable. He plays with heart. I just would like to see a little more offense. Ultimately,
sure. But it's not fake heart. It's not
not
going out there and looking for a fight because that's what you're supposed to do.
No.
It's like actually heat of the moment. I'm fucking mad. Let's do this.
100%.
And this team has lacked that for years. Max Domi gives you that. But please put up a few points.
I think all Max
4 million a year.
Well, 4 million. I think all Max needs here is to get in the shower. There's somebody waiting there for you, Max. And it's a friend of your dad's. It's your dad's former teammate, Eddie Belfour. He's going to be waiting with the cold one. He might try to sneak one in the pocket. Maybe not.
Play a little game called.
He might. Maybe, but maybe not, because he's a friend of his dad. So on this one, he might let it slide and actually just be like, listen, Max, enough of this shit. Let's get it fucking cooking. Okay, listen to me. Get some Belfour spirits into you, and let's get this thing cooking here in the right direction. Just bottom line, he does bring elements that they overall a lot of these guys lack, but for $4 million, you got to see more from Max Domi, right? That's it. Right?
Offensively, yeah. And we should point out, we have done this segment multiple times. I think we've had this segment in the show for about 3 years.
Oh, at least.
Every time we pick a guy to hit the showers,
they come back.
They always bounce back and go on like a little run. So you watch. Max Domi's going to go on a little run here
you want to place a bet for Tuesday night off of our podcast tonight. Bet on an anytime goal for Domi against Ottawa on Tuesday, because we can almost guarantee that he's putting the puck in the net on Tuesday night against the Sens. Anyway, we'll move on here. I know we're running a little long. There's still a couple things I want to get to. The goalies, Stolarz, bareback, bare hands, bareback, whatever you want to call it. He barebacked. Some people are calling bare hands. I like to call that just bare. He barebacked it.
Everybody's calling it bare hand. You're the only person calling it bareback. Not some people. Some people are calling it barehand. 100% of people say he barehanded the puck. No one's like, he barebacked that.
Okay, well, Stolarz barebacked against the Wings on Friday night. He's been incredible. What a fucking save. Wall looking a lot more comfortable. I'm going to throw it to you in a second. Man, like, what a bright spot the goaltending has been overall this season. Stolarz. Wedding Crashers quote on the back of his mask. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Rule number 76.
Vince Vaughn, rule number 76. No excuses. Play like a champion. Stolarz incredible. Bareback champion. And Walls playing a lot better. Goaltending, Chad, go ahead.
And we should point out that, like, our whole segment that we have done since day one on this show, whenever there's a tip in goal, just the tip, we use the Wedding Crashers
We did.
What the thing that he says, like, let's play a little game called Just the Tip.
It's still there,
but YouTube won't allow us to use it.
No, we will be using it again.
All right, we will use it again. But anyway, when I saw that, I was like, can I love this guy more? Like, Stolarz is just, he's becoming like my favorite player on the fucking team.
Yeah, incredible.
Wall looked good. He looked more himself than he has all season. And that's probably expected for not playing at the start.
Yep.
But the faith that I have in Stolarz is probably unhealthy.
Dude,
when you're probably going, a little unhealthy.
No, I think when you're going bareback, when you're raw dogging it and you're barebacking it, I mean, dude, like
on fucking national television.
Hall of Fame night. Eddie Belfour was watching that.
So that makes sense.
Think about that.
That makes sense.
Think about that.
If ever you're gonna do it.
We do a goalie segment on the show called The Eagle's Nest, where we rate the goalies. We didn't do that tonight. We could have easily done that, but we decided to do Hot in the Slot or Hit the Showers instead. But let's think about this for a second. We've got three segments or three tiers on The Eagle's Nest. What are they? Spread Eagle doesn't get better than that. Stiff Hawk, mediocre, pretty good play, not hurting you. And what's the worst one?
Sweating Hog.
Sweaty Hog, absolute worst. We might need to add a fourth tier here. Bareback.
So is that just when you are just out of this world, or is that just when you grab something with your bare hand?
I think bareback surpasses spread. Spread Eagle might be incredible. Bareback might be unstoppable. So we'll have to think about that. We'll talk about that, but we might have to add a fourth tier to our goalie segment there. And it might be bareback. And it's just because, like, I've never seen that in my life. When have you seen a guy just fucking bare hand a puck? He's like, right here, folks. It's right here in my bare fucking hand. Like, when have you ever seen that?
I've never seen it.
No.
I'm glad you said bare hand, because that's what happened.
Well,
okay, yeah, we're gonna add bareback to the segment. So it'll be bareback.
We'll talk about it. Anything more on the goalies? I got one more thing before we. Anything more on the goalies?
No, just totally impressed. And just what I was talking about, Stolarz being unhealthy, like an unhealthy relationship that I'm starting with Stolarz, because I'm believing that he's a number one and can do it, is that he has never done it before.
That could be
unhealthy, because we could get into February and fucking he just comes back down to earth. But
Rule 76, man. I love that. When I saw the Wedding Crashers quote, I'm like, this guy.
And then the bareback.
Well, what? Raw dog. Right? Wedding Crashers, bareback. He obviously loves barebacking it. Think about it. It's probably his favorite. If he's got the quote on the back of his bucket, probably his favorite movie, Vince Vaughn, Luke Wilson, or Owen Wilson, sorry.
Anyway. Luke Wilson.
Anyway.
All right. What do you got to wrap this up?
Well, this is very unfortunate. I hate to go out on a sour note, but it is what it is. Like, Pacioretty blows out his fucking groin. I know he was holding the back of his leg. People are saying hamstring. Well, guess what? The Tip In Maple Leafs podcast has been around long enough. We know a groin injury when we see it. This is not hamstring, folks. This is full-blown groin. I feel bad for this guy. Just can't stay healthy. He's playing great hockey. I was so impressed with Pacioretty. Blows out his groin, Chad. What are your thoughts on this? It looks like it's not going to be like, you know, maybe, I don't know how many games this guy ends up playing. I was liking what he was bringing to the table. Maybe you can at least like just be healthy for the playoffs is what I'm not saying he's going to be out until the playoffs, but you know, a healthy Pacioretty in the playoffs, I believe, can help this team. But anyway, just your thoughts on all that.
Well, I mean, how old is he?
I don't know.
37, 36, 37, maybe 38.
Yeah.
He's around there. I mean, you pull a groin at that age. Who knows? But they're saying that it's not serious.
Well, we'll get more of an update on Monday.
Yeah. Like the reports that I'm reading that it's not serious and it might just be like a day-to-day thing. Which is good, because he's having an incredible start to the year.
Oh, he was looking fucking incredible, man.
So, and you're right. They're saying it was a hamstring or some shit like that.
No. We've seen this 100 times.
Yeah, that's a groin.
We're not doctors. You don't need to be a doctor to fucking recognize that, folks, okay?
We're not doctors?
No, you don't need to be a doctor to recognize that. That's a full blown groin. We've seen it 100 times. We've seen it 100 times.
Yeah. I had to go to the ER one night, and I walked, you know how you have to fucking wait in the little room? Just walked around telling everybody it's a groin.
Yeah. And people probably thought it was your shoulder, but
yeah, I walked in. There was an old man in there, walked in. He had a giant bruise above his eye. He had fallen on the ice in the sidewalk. I said, "Don't you worry about it. It's just a groin injury. Yep. You just pulled a groin. You can head her home."
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, but I know this shit.
You don't need to be a doctor to... We've had so many groin injuries in our life. Man. You don't need to be a doctor to diagnose.
I pull my groin 2-3 times a week.
Oh, fuck. 100%. At least. Minimum. Bare minimum.
Yeah. Bare hand.
Bare minimum. Bare back. Okay, anything else before we go? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Anyway, listen, guys, so...
Hang on, Chad, one more thing. One more thing, quickly. Remembrance Day, tomorrow, or we're going to be uploading this late Sunday night. So Remembrance Day, I'm wearing a poppy here, guys. Take a minute out of your day tomorrow to remember the vets. Like, Chad and I are all about it. You see on Saturday night, they were introducing like how many 100-year-old vets were out there. That's crazy, man. Like, I was like blown away by like they're introducing all these veterans that were like 100 years old plus. Well,
it gets further and further away, that war.
Like, we like to have a good time on this podcast and we joke around about a lot of things, but like, take a minute out of your day tomorrow on Remembrance Day to remember the people, the veterans that came before you that allow you to do the things that you're doing right now. So just wanted to pop that in before we go, Chad.
Yeah. I have a quick story about that before we go. Just a quick one. Both my grandpas fought in World War II. One of them, he was on land in trenches. He never talked about it. Never talked about it. One day he opened up to me. We're having a few beers. He opened up to me and he talked about it. He got tears in his eyes. Just the memory and the horror that he had to go through that at 18 years old as a kid. Anyway, the fact that he did that so that me and Dale can sit here and joke about barebacks and talk about the Leafs and shit.
Yeah.
I'll never, ever forget it. And I'll never have anything but respect for it.
Ditto, brother.
Also, we did have some feedback jumping way off topic here. We did have some feedback about opening a store for Christmas. So we're going to do that. People were interested. So we're a few weeks before Christmas. We will have a link in the YouTube video where you can pick up merch. We're going to open the store in a couple weeks. You can pick up a hoodie or sweater with the Tip It Maple Leafs podcast. And if you want to follow us on social media, do so at the Tip It Maple Leafs podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. While you're on YouTube, hit like and subscribe. You can follow us on Tip In Pod on Twitter or X, Tip In Podcast on TikTok. Email us tipinpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Hey, listen, folks, just before we go, coming off of a back-to-back on the weekend, right into another back-to-back this week, Tuesday night, the worst team in the history of the National Hockey League, the Ottawa Senators, roll into town. And Thursday night, the Leafs are in Washington to take on Ovechkin, the red hot Ovechkin, and the Capitals. He's going to pass Gretzky this year for the all-time lead in goals. So two great games coming up Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'll be back after that back-to-back to break it all down. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you later.
Catch you later.
You're listening to the Tip-In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.